Episode 18 of MILF is now. I am Guillermo, son of a mother.
I'm Lionel, son of a mother.
I'm Rahul, son of a mother.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, we brought our boy, our number one top listener. Yeah,
it's rare.
Our number one fan. He won the MILF contest. Yeah. There's a raffle amongst all the true fans. Yeah. One entry, one winner.
Let me tell you, the chances were off, to be sure. But here he is.
Yeah. I heard it was pretty close. There's a guy in Turkey.
There is a guy in Turkey, yeah. Who's listening to this.
If you're in Turkey right now, dude.
He downloaded two, actually. So
let's go.
He downloaded two?
He downloaded
Talk
two.
Talk about a super first fan, man. You've really got some competition.
Exactly.
I would actually fuck with that. London, I'm good on you. Theodore? I talk to you sometimes. Him, I've never heard from once.
Yeah. Me and Rahul have been... Me and Rahul have been grinding up that Fortnite, dude.
Past few days.
No, dude, it's we got pretty mad yesterday. We were getting pretty pissed. It was There was a point where one of our teammates.
Is it every time OG Fortnite makes a comeback that people start playing again? Do you think?
But yeah.
I thought they brought it back last year.
Yeah, actually.
No, it's the second time.
Yeah. So yeah, but
second or third,
we had a teammate last night that I'm not gonna name names here, yeah. But if he's listening, he knows
some
what he
questionable
did.
Choices occurred. Questionable things
in the middle of the game. It was final two squads. The circle was shrinking, right? Yeah. And one of our teammates, Jesus, he was trying to get him into the car, and he was like, "Get in the car." He was getting pissed. He was like, "Get in the car, bro." And our fourth teammate, had gotten up to, I have no fucking clue. He was making cookies at one point.
Yeah, he was not present.
He was not present. He walked out. He walked out of his TV setup. And we were like in the middle of the fucking, we were like so close. We lost by like one other guy.
Yeah.
It's probably the most mad I've ever been at a video game.
It's okay. Later that night, we did.
We got a dub later, though.
Yeah.
But it kind of, cool. I don't know, kind of rubbed us the wrong way.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was such a thing. Lionel, I can see two cords hanging from your camera. Is that Apple cords? Headphones? Do you see what I'm seeing?
That's a light lens flare.
Oh shit! You're right.
These are lens flare. That's just.
Yeah, it's
that's
my just stigmatism. Flare. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
I'll just
wow, dude.
It's that photo knowledge.
It's like fucking. It's like fucking Interstellar in your room, bro. It's like Star Trek in your room. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, this podcast is directed by J.J. Abrams.
Who?
You need to get him on the pod.
J.J. Abrams. I don't know if I respect him so much.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like or respect him.
Father of Gracie Abrams?
The country singer or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know if she's country.
I think she is. Because my sister's into country and I feel like I've heard the name before in that context. I watched fucking like a quarter of the Country Music Awards.
Oh shit, he's in the country sphere.
It was cool.
He's in the country sphere.
Not really. There was a bunch of Jelly Roll was there.
It was cool.
Everybody knows Jelly Roll. Everybody loves and knows Jelly Roll.
That's why. I
and neither have I.
I
neither
have not
nobody.
Listened to a single song of his. I just like I would see.
Yeah,
him
everybody just
right.
knows.
I just
Roll.
Know
I
the guy.
Jelly some YouTube
Roll.
Shorts where yeah. he would be in it with like Theo cool, Vaughn, man. And he'd talk about like cocaine and stuff like that. Keep doing cocaine, man. Oh, if you're doing cocaine, fucking commit to it. It's too fucking lame to not. Nobody wants to hang out with you anymore.
What's your favorite country artist, bro?
Who? Mine? I don't listen to
just
country.
Name one.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Just name one. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know.
Name
anything.
A country
oh, who's
star.
Who's a Mexican guy? The Mexican OT.
Jelly Roll.
Mexican OT is a rapper.
There's some country elements.
Yeah.
I guess he's
rapping with a chicken or something like that.
He has like a gruff voice, like a raspy accent. Voice. That's cowboy like.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I'm starting to think not liking country music is anti-white rhetoric or something, man. I really do feel that way. That's what the media is always trying to do, is trying to get you to hate white people. As a
podcaster, we have to...
Can you believe that? I watched the Country Music Awards, and it wasn't even all white, man. What the fuck is that? Are you kidding me?
What?
That's insane, dude.
Bro, what?
That's like their tradition,
man. Yeah. With a popular song performed. And I'm like, what the hell, man? Can't we get back to an all-white Country Music Awards?
It's like the... it's like the NBA, but the opposite. Wait until country music gets their Yao Ming.
Yeah, man. And it's like, okay, so I'm watching Black Panther. Oh, there's a lot of black people. That's fine with me. Watching Country Music Awards, suddenly it's mixed. Suddenly it's only 90% white. Are you kidding me? What happened?
Sounds like...
What? How many countries like are there?
Yeah, that's so true.
Like, how many...
Yeah, which country? Yeah, man, country one music. Country, as in the country, which is... England.
Yeah. The USA. Oh.
The USK. Yeah, exactly.
Divisible under God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, English USK? Country? That sounds good, man. That sounds like that would be really good.
Like the Beatles?
No, they were more...
The Beatles?
They were more rap, I feel like. But maybe Jelly Roll?
They're more UK
Jelly Roll. Roll's British, if you guys have never heard his real voice.
Possibly Jelly Roll.
Famous Brit Jelly Roll. Yeah. That's what you hear Jelly Roll and you're like, what the fuck is that? It's a British dessert, dumbass.
Yeah, dude. I'm thinking Central C, I'm thinking Jelly Roll, I'm thinking fucking KSI.
KSI
all these Brits, dude.
KSI is a country legend. Yeah. What you know about what is this song?
Dude, you know, yeah.
To the kings of the
Sidemen, Sidemen.
Yeah.
The clown
oh, that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell. I know the flow because it's terrible.
It's terrible. But he has a purple Lamborghini, though, so that's kind of cool.
He sold his purple.
He sold it a long time ago. Yeah.
Does he even make soccer videos anymore?
He had it for like 2 years, 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
Does he even tease his little brother Deji?
My God, dude, not so little now, am I right? Oh my God, watching him grow up in real time,
boxing champion Deji.
Oh my God.
Chat. I did stream the other day to Rahul.
Yet again, Rahul is your one and only fan.
Yeah, I was
number one chatter.
I was the number one chatter.
You are
exactly, dude. Rahul is honestly our day one. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Number
one supporters.
No, this one person I can count on, it's Lou Hart.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is his name on Discord. That's true.
Guess
what? If you reorganize the letters,
you just don't want to tell us.
It spells Harul.
Harlu.
Which is a better name than both Rahul and Lou Hart.
Yeah, it does.
Ja Rule. If you rearrange the letters, you get Ja Rule.
Ja Rule?
A rule? Yeah.
That's you? Oh my God, that's sick.
Ja Rule. I'm in. That's me.
Oh my God. I'm in.
Me when I check my recording and realize the lens cap was on. No! Just kidding, it's audio! Pranked.
Oh my God!
Oh my God.
Yeah. Rahul? How's your mother, dude? This is a Mother Vase podcast. Yeah. How's your mother?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
How's my mom? She's good. She's good. We just finished setting up the Christmas lights and everything. I helped her.
Oh, sick. I'm doing that tomorrow with my mother.
Nice. Yeah, it's a great mother-son.
It's weird to do it on a Monday and a Tuesday. That's sort of a weird scheduling day. I don't really... Yeah, I would never...
Yeah, we did most of it over the weekend.
That's nice.
We were just finishing
random
stuff. Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we needed more lights to come in. We did, like, half, like the top half of the tree, and we needed more lights, so we ordered lights.
You did the top half tomorrow. Of the tree. Did the other lights die or something?
Yeah. No. We just didn't have enough. We got a big tree.
Yeah, I have a fake tree, so mine is like the lights are built into it.
Yeah, me too.
Oh shit! I never knew like a built-in light system. Oh,
what? You have a fake or real tree?
Real tree.
No, I never knew that.
Yeah,
I mainly get real.
There's
trees.
There's like worms and yet. Birds in them and stuff, though. Alvin and the Chipmunks. That's how they got found by Dave.
Not in mines. Mine comes with like pesticides.
You could
and shit.
Get the next fucking Alvin and the Chipmunks if you get a real tree. That's enough incentive, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I'm going to Home Depot. I'm like checking all the trees.
Hold on. There's three of us. There's three of us. Who's Alvin? Who's Theodore? Who's Simon? Oh my god.
You're Simon. Rahul, you're Alvin.
Honestly, I don't think any of us have Alvin energy out of all of us. I
Yeah,
Rahul. I also see you as maybe a Theodore Simon mix. Me, I see myself as a Theodore Simon mix, and Lionel, I also see you as a Theodore Simon mix. So we're all pretty lame.
Yeah,
we're just the same guy.
Yeah, we're all just the same.
We just got the two lamest.
Well, chipmunks. Rahul is taller, but he doesn't have glasses. We're shorter.
What are the female chipmunks?
But we have glasses.
Oh, wow! My glasses in here.
Were they like blue light glasses? Because that's fucking cheating. Dude.
Yeah, they are. They're,
get that shit out of here. Get that shit out of here. That's stolen valor, bro. Stolen valor.
Oh, never mind, bro. Get that shit out. You wannabe. Exactly,
I
dude.
I did have.
You can get arrested for that, Rahul.
Okay, whoa.
I will fucking LASIK your eyes without you needing it, bro. I will laser your shit, man.
I do have prescription glasses somewhere. I just don't know.
I don't
where
fucking
they are.
Believe you.
Yeah, right.
I'm not joking. Yeah.
And I bet the prescription is like 30-30 or some shit like that, where you don't even need them.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, man, get the fuck out of here. You probably have them from like fifth grade or some shit. Get out of here, man.
They were from when I was like 15.
And that's fifth grade. 15? That was fifth grade for me. So, yeah.
Oh yeah. My bad.
You got held back like. Five or
school
six
was hard, man. I don't know.
You're actually still in middle school.
Okay, so my teachers would always tell me I'm a genius, but for some reason I couldn't get the coursework done, you know? Mm-hmm. I was sort of a tortured poet kind of type, you know?
You were like a.
And
you had all the like skill, you just didn't put in you know, the work.
You know, it's cool being older in middle school because you get to flirt with the teachers and it's not even that weird.
Oh,
it's legal. It's completely legal. I was 18 in seventh grade.
Right. It's completely,
yeah. You'd have teachers that are like 27, you're like, that checks out, man. That checks out. And they're willing to take advantage of anybody.
You get some, you get some really young teachers, especially in elementary school. Like,
I think my youngest elementary was like school, 13 or exactly. something like that, man.
You're getting like.
It was a boy genius. What? Yeah, he was a boy genius. He came into teaching class. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Young Sheldon.
Yeah, young Sheldon. 14-year-old
teacher. Okay.
Yeah, it was physics.
My boy Shelly.
In junior year of high school, he came in. He was wearing like a bow tie and stuff like that. But it wasn't young Sheldon. That was that's copyrighted. It was like.
actually.
It's copyrighted.
It was the teacher, but juvenile he says, Jordan, actually. Man. That's who it was.
That sounds like some racist shit people would say against Michael Jordan in the 80s, dude. Your shit would have been crazy in 1980s New York Post, bro. Yeah. Juvenile
Jordan. Like glasses with the tape in the middle. It was sick.
Some on your Arvin?
Oh, man, you're always referencing Arvin, and it always takes me a second to get it. He was not my favorite. I was more of a... Fuck, man. What's his Latino guy's name? What was his long-ass name?
Cody? Esteban?
Esteban, yeah. I liked Esteban best, man. A bellhop? That was my dream job as a kid, being a bellhop.
Was bellhop?
Yeah, I like the hat.
That's a very attainable dream.
I like the hat, man. It's sort of...
Oh.
It's like what the little monkeys wear when they do shows. You know?
I have one of those hats.
You do?
Yeah, it's like a bellhop.
Oh, dude. And you didn't pull it out for us? Yeah. This is a special occasion.
Don't ask him to pull. Don't ask him to pull it out, man. He's gonna disrupt the flow of things. Okay, no, man. He's getting it.
I'm looking at him.
And if it's the wrong kind of hat, if it's a different kind of hat than if it's one of the ones that are more cone shaped, I'm fucking pissed, man. I'm gonna.
If it's a dunce cap,
I will be pissed. Oh, dude, you would have a dunce cap, Rahul. Oh shit. Okay, yeah, you're. That's right. That's awesome.
You do got it.
That's
you got
awesome,
it.
Dude.
Yeah. Oh man, dude, I need to be a bellhop in South Asia, bro. For real. I literally need to be a fucking Pakistani bellhop. I know, but that's how I imagine they. That's what I imagine they wear.
That's like the like shape.
Yeah.
It's bellhop adjacent, you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's probably disrespectful to call it a bellhop hat because it's probably something else.
Probably. I think that's a. That hat is like, it's like praised by God or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do I need that when I am praised by God?
If we saw someone wearing that hat and we call them a bellhop, it would be a
crime. Yeah. You look at a guy with just a flat hat and you're like, fuck it, bellhop. Specific hat. You can't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said that with some hate in your heart.
Sorry, I love bellhops. I literally just said I love bellhops. I like the little trolley.
That's true. You said your dream was to be a bellhop.
The golden bars.
Which I feel like if you send in a resume,
I could be a bellhop tomorrow. I actively have a job, man. Yeah, I actively have a job, and I've already committed to it.
That's true.
Can you go work at the casino with the hat on?
If I said it was some sort of ethnic thing, I think they probably would let me. Some sort of religious requirement. I'm like, oh shit, bro, it's Ramadan. You can't be saying that to me. They'll probably back up.
Bro.
They'll be like, oh shit, sorry, man. I didn't know you're fucking Muslim. I'm like, yeah, bro. I'm with it.
Yeah, man. Rahul, what's your favorite memory with your mother?
Yeah. With my mother.
Yeah.
That's a toughie, man.
That's ideal.
There's just so many, you know.
There's so many. Yeah. I've met your mother before.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have like a specific one. I mean, it's always just like I always enjoy going to like Costco and stuff. Like just like those random like little trips up there or like cooking when we're both in the kitchen or something like that.
So you're saying moms are only good for shopping and cooking. I'm not saying that because I think that's fucked up. I think that's derogatory. All right, you're saying that.
This is the first and last time you're on this podcast, man. If you're saying your favorite time is when she shops and when she cooks.
Aren't women more than that?
Would you used to take soccer games?
This is a show that's supposed to uplift
you
mothers.
You love that your mom's a stereotype. Be honest. You love
the past five episodes we haven't mentioned
mothers. You want her to shop and cook always.
I love when my mom cooks and then when she cleans.
And when she
cooks bro, can't think of shit. Does she even have any hobbies, man, that you know of? I'm sure she does, but what do you know about? Does she like games? I don't know, fucking. Does she like crafts?
Yeah, does she hop on COD?
No.
Does she do crack?
She watches like Love Is Blind and all that stuff.
So she can only watch girl shows, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't know what else.
So you're saying there's such a thing as girl shows, and that boys or anybody else
like
can't
her
watch Love Is
watching
Blind?
Because
I've seen it, man. And you're calling me a fucking girl?
No.
You say I'm a girl? You think I have beautiful breasts? You think I have beautiful breasts and a voluptuous body? Because that doesn't have to be true.
You have a fucking body.
I think this is just true.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Yeah. Dude, I would love to have beautiful boobs.
No, man.
Just and lovely pair.
It's a thought I've had probably 10 times when I was
12. But for other people, not for me. Not for my own use. Just to show them off, you know? No, not even that. Just to be a work of art. Yeah. And the cleavage would be tasteful. The cleavage would be tasteful. Not that there's any limits to that, really. Sort of a mid-cut. Dude, don't even talk about OnlyFans. I would have to capitalize on the fact that I had a penis and beautiful boobs also, though.
Honestly, I would...
I'm not going to waste it, man.
Yeah, exactly.
When you have a shot, dude, take it. Exactly.
Yeah, dude, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Oh, my God.
It's beautiful.
This is okay. So I can't. I found a list called 11 batshit crazy mothers-in-law who will make your skin crawl, ladies. This is some next level crazy. Okay. And I was sort of thinking, there's like different.
That is a long fucking title.
Yeah. Well, it's really trying to get. It's trying to get in touch with its audience by sort of speaking one to one.
I thought you were gonna keep going, to be honest.
Yeah, just keep reading the whole thing. I mean, that's what we should just do instead of actually coming up with anything. We should just read whole articles and not talk about them.
Just read BuzzFeed titles.
The most interesting part is when we mess up.
No commentary. Just reading the headlines.
So this is it's called. I'm doing smash, pass, or forgive. Okay, so those are your three options.
Okay. Three options. Those are pretty good.
The future mother-in-law who insists on a chocolate wedding cake, even though the bride has a severe chocolate allergy.
What pass?
Yeah, that's a pass, man. That's a pass.
Pass. Your guys gonna have to think more critically, because if you keep saying pass, you guys fucking suck. Okay.
What's the third option?
The future mother-in-law who doesn't want the.
What's the third option? Forgive.
Bro, did you fucking cut me off in the middle of
my reading? I did, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Hey, man, when you have a question, you're supposed to stand up for yourself and you're supposed to ask.
I didn't hear shit, so I don't know what your question was, and I resent the question.
Raise your hand. Did I see your hand raise?
For real. Well, see, Rahul knows what's up, man. You're a bitch.
What's the third option? What was the third option?
Yeah.
Smash, pass, or forgive.
Okay.
Is this like a Khabib-type smash, or...?
No, you're not beating up women. I know you want to, but you're not beating up women.
What is that? You have put women into a corner.
Today, man. I mean, I hope this is just today. I hope this is a today thing.
All you care about is cooking, cleaning, shopping, and then you want to beat them up? What kind of 1940s ass mindset mothers is
it? It's just not good behavior, no, man. And if your mom could hear you through the wall, which I'm sure she
you
might
won,
be
able
to. You're in the crosshairs, right?
You're not in any
you won our contest, you come into our show, and you spill this hate?
Man? Yeah, man. No need to victimize yourself either, bro. Women are the victim. You're talking about beating them up, man. Oh my god.
Sorry, I was trying to clarify the rules of the game.
You didn't even raise your hand.
That's okay. You guys are both bad students, honestly.
No, you weren't.
Okay. The future mother-in-law who doesn't want the bride's father to attend because he has scarring from severe burns.
That's fucked up, man.
I honestly agree with that.
It's a pass for me.
She doesn't want him.
And he's the bride's father.
He has scarring.
He has, like, burns, man.
I think that's smash because she values beauty. Oh, and that's important to me, too. Aesthetic beauty is important.
It's what's on the inside that counts, man.
His insides are burned up, too. You don't know.
I think it's it would make them feel
a
bad.
A worthy sacrifice,
now,
I would
now here's
say.
A question.
Yeah, I think...
Here's a question. Yeah. Is the father... How did he get those burns? And question number two, is he racist? I feel like a lot of... Fathers of brides are racist.
Yeah, he was trying to burn a cross out in front of someone's yard, and he accidentally caught
himself on
fire.
Then that's a smash. Because she's standing up for something she believes in. Yeah.
It says that in parentheses right beneath.
You already said pass. You already converted.
Yeah,
you locked in your
answer. Oh, you love racism, you love racism.
I know, what the fuck?
I didn't lock in shit. I'm still clarifying here. All right, you know what? Just move on to three. I think I got the hang of this.
Okay, now really think about this. The mother-in-law who drops in to make sure her son has enough food and clean laundry. She also makes all of his appointments and goes to those appointments with him. That's a pass, bro. That's a classic pass, bro. Oh my god.
That's a helicopter, dude. What? That's a helicopter.
She's too involved, man. She's too motherly.
Like your fan?
There's such a thing as being too much of a mother.
In this situation. Mm. Yeah. Being too involved, I think.
But she also just cares a lot about her kids.
Yeah, but
it's overbearing, though.
In your head, you know this comes with a lot of other stuff. You know there's more stuff than just... If she's making appointments, what else?
Yeah, exactly. She's in the bedroom watching in the cup chair. I'm like, come on, man. That's for the wife or the husband.
Exactly.
Okay. The esthetician future mother-in-law...
Oh, get your shit together, Rahul.
Oh my god, man. I know you're maybe hearing me on a delay, man, but I'm losing my patience. Okay. The esthetician future mother-in-law who wants to laser off the bride's body hair. Smash.
I don't know what an esthetician is.
He wants to laser off the bride's body hair.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. It's smash.
Yeah, man, you guys gotta smash. Try to use forgive because it's the one twist I thought of while at work today.
But
I was thinking she's a loving mother and she wants to give like
it's weird to the be service that she provides on like the regular for free. I mean, obviously it's not just like a bikini wax. It's also like arms and stuff like that that's actually visible. But like you're thinking about the bedroom when you do stuff like that, and it's like I'm setting my son up for something nice here or something like that. That's creepy. So actually, I'm just gonna say forgive.
Exactly. She wants this is a mother who wants grandchildren.
She's trying to encourage having grand. That's so nasty. Oh my god.
Well, if that's what she wants, if she likes having body hair.
Oh my god! Now you're trying to overcompensate, bro. You gotta calm down. We all know this.
Now we got feminist Rahul over here.
It's default. That's true. Yeah. People can do whatever they want. You don't have to let women do anything. They know what to do with themselves. That one I'm not going to bring. Okay. The mother-in-law who poked holes in her son's condoms. I actually think Dear Prudence missed the mark on this one. You don't need to open the package to poke holes in the condom. I don't know. That was a parenthesis. But yeah. She wants grandchildren too.
this is another smash.
It's so horny that it has to be a smash. I feel like it's too sexual.
She knows what she wants, and she's exactly.
Yeah, exactly. This is a mother who knows what she wants, which is beautiful. I have such a close relationship with my grandparents that honestly, I am completely 100% okay and encourage this. I think. The mother-in-law who comforted her infant grandson with her nipple.
Oh!
That's crazy.
This is a forgive, I think.
I didn't read all of these beforehand. I read, like, the first three. So, I guess I'm...
I think this is a forgive because she wants to comfort him. She's just going at it a completely wrong way that you should not. That's insane.
Yeah. Is there no other nipples available that would be more okay? Like the mom's or something?
Maybe that was just like her instinct.
Yeah, that's like a motherly instinct. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's like post-menopause. I don't think she has instincts anymore.
We don't know this. We don't know if she's post-menopause.
That's true. She could not be.
A teen mom who's. Yeah.
It's like a little before. Yeah. You know, it's hard to say. But I want to know if it comforted the baby.
That's why I'm saying forgive, you know?
Yeah.
Safe bet.
You can't judge.
The mother-in-law who keeps telling her son-in-law that his children probably aren't his after they were conceived through fertility science. Sort of IVF.
That's a pass.
That's a pass?
No, dude.
What's wrong with not trusting science, man? Can't people have different beliefs?
I don't like the fact that she's bringing it up, though. Like
it's kids kind really of don't look like him. What if they look like, I don't know, some sort of science-y thing, like a beaker or something like that, instead of, like, his face?
That'd be... What? You just brought up a cool-ass...
What is he, Kirby?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Beaker from the Muppets.
No, I'm not talking about Beaker from the Muppets.
Yeah, I thought you said, what if the child comes out looking like Beaker from the Muppets?
Or the lemon dude, or the lemon-looking dude. I'm like, then that'd be awesome. You're like, the lemon. This guy looks like the lemon from the Muppets. Meanwhile, you check the fertility fucking hospital or whatever the fuck. He's the main doctor. He's the lead doctor.
I think a lot of babies already look like Lemonhead.
If I were doing IVF, I don't think I would mix me inside any of the samples. I don't think I would risk it. Even though it sounds like a fun lottery thing.
You're more IDF than you are.
No, dude, don't even bring that up. I'll punch you through the screen, cyberspace style, man. Cyber chase. Oh my god.
That's a good show.
Well, the last one's kind of wild, but I'm going to read the one before that. The mother-in-law who went behind the couple's back to find out the sex of her unborn grandchild, the baby's parents didn't want to know ahead of time. Smash. Nothing wrong with curiosity, I feel like.
Fine, I guess.
Just smash. Exactly, dude.
Yeah. I'm going to smash and forgive this time.
If she doesn't spoil it, then that's fine.
Yeah. Curiosity is a sign of intelligence, honestly.
Just an old one.
Yeah, getting those medical records is pretty hard.
I mean, I'm sure she could have just called.
Yeah, she probably could have, but...
Okay, and the last one is just the mother-in-law who repeatedly poisoned her son's wife. I'm going to go smash on this one, honestly. No forgive, but
once again, this is a mother who knows what she wants, and it's a... That's her son.
She
back.
Wants her son's wife dead.
I'm in it for the go-getters, you know, the trendsetters, you know.
Who knows?
The people who make shit happen.
That sort of directness, that sort of ambition, that's attractive to me, and I can't help that, even if she's evil or whatever.
And it's a sign of intelligence.
She's clearly curious about what poison does to the human body.
Exactly. How does it react? What if it's not poison? What if it just tastes a little like poison? Yeah.
Yeah. What if she mixed it up with a sweetener, some sort of candy liquid? She mixed it up with her candy fluid.
What if it tastes? What if it's like the best thing the wife has ever tasted in her entire life, and that's like how she goes out? You know.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be beautiful. Yeah.
It's kind of the dream.
I would love it if poison was delicious. I think that would be an interesting kind of caveat to life.
I mean, is it not? Is it not delicious?
No, because, like, think about it. Like, cyanide's probably really bitter.
I wouldn't know.
Stuff like that.
Know.
Like, rat poison probably tastes better.
Well, there's also, like, alcohol.
Yeah, but you need, like, pure alcohol to really, for it to be poison.
Yeah, man. I mean, some people call your iPhone, you know, poison.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about it like that ever before. I didn't think about how addiction really can change our lives. Do you ever wake up and then turn on your phone?
Yeah, you get it.
That's crazy. The first thing we should be doing when we wake up is touch grass and breathe in the winter air. Not fucking look on fucking, I don't know, Pornhub and YouPorn and all these other normal websites to use.
I was expecting you to start naming like six more.
Well, it's just things we all do. So it's like you go on Twitter and you look up like your favorite sort of actors and actresses.
Yeah. Okay.
You check this Wikipedia exactly for who died that day.
That's how you know who died is Wikipedia? Yeah. Can you say like deaths in the day?
It has like a current events like page on the front. I have the app, it's really pretty streamlined. Oh, so yeah.
Speaking of Wikipedia, dude.
Yeah, man. I was looking up some cool stuff yesterday.
We used to fuck around with Wikipedia, dude. Back in the day.
Wikipedia used to be great.
Wikipedia race we used game to play, is good, man.
Wikipedia race.
And then you go like, oh, I'll Wikipedia go from race. Batman Begins to, you know, Ho Chi Minh or something like that. And you're like, this is fire, man. This is a fun game. Yeah. And I was always kind of bad at it because I got too curious.
That was one degree. It's Liam Neeson. Mm-hmm. That's the connection.
That's connection.
Liam Neeson is the connection.
He's in Batman and he is Irish.
Mm-hmm.
He has a bunch of those pictures where he has piss stains on his pants. Like he a bunch of like he's at events and he just has like a big piss stain. That's awesome, dude. We need to normalize piss spots also.
The guy just consistently wants to pee.
As someone
when was the last
probably
time you had a piss
today
spot?
Or yesterday, definitely. Like, I'm 100%. I've started drying off afterward. I didn't for a long time because I saw a TikTok where it's like, it's probably not the best for your underwear and, like, just cleanliness. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to start drying off afterwards. But it does not work all the way. I'm always holding on to a little bit. I must have a strong sort of pelvic muscle. Kegels going crazy.
You do need to consistently pee.
Yeah, I can't 100% relax, so I don't think I get it all out.
Just let it through.
I always
That's
have
what
to.
Fish do actually.
Fish do? What do they do?
They just like if they need to go urinate, they will just go pee.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
I just get a diaper or something. I don't need it though. If I got a diaper, I'd have to shit in it too. That's the thing. I wouldn't just piss.
Yeah. Pushing shit. You're just walking around the casino floor and just doing a little waddle.
Somebody pushes me over and I land on my butt and it shoots out my pant legs.
It lands on 25 red, dude. You win $6 million.
Yes. Yes. The ball lands in it.
Over one little God. Notch and it wins. It gets a big fucking hit or whatever.
Who put all of their chips on this shit?
Okay, who put $500 on Brown? Yeah. Actually, more like dark purple.
How's...
Yeah.
Whoa.
Dark purple. Eating aubergine to, stuff like that. That's aubergine, beets, and blueberries, and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Kind of like Rahul's little hoodie, right?
Yeah.
Progressively.
What color? That's more of a plum. I'd say that's a plum. Good. I love plums, man. Yeah. Top five fruit, I think, honestly.
Plums are incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible fruits. What do you guys plans for Christmas Eve and Christmas?
For a Christmas Eve party. Well, it's always sort of Christmas. It's our Christmas party. This is Mexican shit. That's a good plan.
Say happy birthday to Jesus, probably.
Oh yeah, Chris. That's pretty. Yeah. Cool. Oh wait, what did you get? What did you get, Jesus?
Yeah, I think that's fine. Jesus never watches.
Like, it is right here.
He never watches.
What is it? Okay, I'll cut this part out.
Oh my god,
he doesn't listen.
You got
anyways,
him a whole big thing. Oh my god.
Yeah, he does.
Whoa, that's bro, sick.
Getting people stuff.
Actually, I already did get him something.
The
I got him a Fortnite emote.
Whoa, that's pretty good, man.
Yeah, man. So if he says I didn't give him
which
shit this year,
it?
Dude, I don't even really know. I forgot
is
what it does. It was
is
one
it
that
the
was
hug
like
one.
It's called poof.
It is called poof.
You act like you're in smoke.
Yeah.
And then you throw
like
it down
from
and then you start
Fairly
talking.
Odd Parents. Oh, okay. Yes. I can imagine that pretty clearly.
If you can imagine it,
yeah. You like throw a smoke bomb and then you're like.
That's exactly what it is. Actually.
Yeah. I see that.
Yeah, Lionel got it for me too.
I did. It was kind of.
I feel like I'm really left out right now.
Yeah, man.
You need to
download Fortnite.
I know Jesus plays on his Switch, but I don't want to because it's so ass.
So does Luhar.
Yeah, I play on my Switch.
Really?
Too.
Okay, maybe one day.
Yeah. It is pretty hard, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
it did take us like a week to get a win, a single win.
Yeah, it took us
it's
like
not
four
the,
sessions. Four, like,
it's not the controls that I mind so much.
We,
it's
we
more
kept
like,
getting
off. My connection is so ass, and being on a Switch, it just like compounds to make a really bad experience, I feel like. But it's alright, yeah. Maybe one day, man. Who knows?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah, I kind of regret buying a Switch
you do?
Instead of a Steam Deck.
Oh, Steam Deck seems cool.
Steam Deck would be cool.
Yeah,
I had the
Can you play Fortnite on a Steam Deck? Can you play Fortnite on a Steam Deck?
Yeah, you can play like anything. You can play like Elden Ring.
Halo?
Halo
2?
Yeah. Like you can like Helldivers, yeah.
Halo Combat 2? Evolved? That's the first Halo. One I was Halo.
Well, most likely.
Halo Reach?
Halo 5? Halo Reach.
Is there even Halo 5?
Halo 1?
Yeah, there's a Halo 5.
Oh, I did not know that.
Halo Master Chief Saga?
I think you can play, like, anything.
Call of Duty World at War?
I played that on the Wii.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2?
Call of Duty World War 2?
Oh, dude, I love that game.
Call of Duty Black Advanced Ops, Warfare?
Call of Duty Black Ops 3?
Call of Duty World War 2?
Yeah.
GTA Chinatown Wars?
Yeah. What?
GTA San Andreas?
Yeah. You can play on
can
the
you
Switch.
Play Wordle?
I don't know. That might kill it.
Can you play Blue
can you play
Connections? Tower Defense 4?
That's a banger.
I think too many entities.
Yeah, because you play at Scrabble. Point, you're spawning so many super monkeys that the fucking thing can't handle it, I bet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So many super monkeys.
The towers?
The towers are monkeys, man. Oh my god, bro. You don't know shit about anything. It's probably because you're born in 2003.
Yeah. No, but there were sniper towers.
Man. They're not towers. Oh my god, it's just snipers. They throw ninja stars, man. I thought
there
man.
Was one tower. There was, like, the sniper. Yeah.
You're fucked up, man.
I don't know.
Coming to our podcast.
Yeah, I'm a youngin'.
Don't know anything about this game. Disrespect mothers.
Balloon CD is almost as important to mothers, if not more important.
Now you're disrespecting his favorite game of all
time. Yeah. I think mothers might be slightly more important.
Yeah, man. Again, you're trying to get some credit for some shit that I already took away from you, bro. You gotta stop, man. You're trying too hard.
We sniffed you out, man. We can tell somebody who disrespect mothers on their
game. Yeah, man. I can see that in you, man. In your eyes. In your blurry eyes.
Yeah. You probably scout out mothers just to, like, hate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my perfect free time.
You go to those mommy and me classes and just fucking go off on them.
I can tell. I just stand out the window.
You go to a Le Mans class and you start saying, "Okay, let's make the biggest fight, baby fight tournament." You know, and
baby fight tournament. This isn't a bad idea, actually.
BBS. No, it's a really good idea, but you shouldn't steal it from me because I'll have to, I don't know, call someone.
The BFL, dude, the Baby Fight League.
Oh, that'd be sick, man. Why don't they do that? A baby that knows, like, jujitsu, bro? That'd be awesome. That'd be so sick.
And then you can track that baby's, like, whole career. Like...
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Athletes start...
You know the UFC early. Lightweight champion of the world? Yeah, I saw him in the BFL.
Baby Johnson?
Just fucking... No shot, dude. Baby Johnson.
His nickname would for sure be Baby.
This guy has literally been fighting Ricky, since he came out of the womb.
Baby Johnson. Yeah, man. I entered the UFC. Yeah, that's true, man. That's true. He'll fuck you up. He'll fucking take you into deep waters. Yeah. But I think athletes sometimes start pretty early, I'd imagine, but, like, 0 years old? Like, have we done that? But, like, rigorous training, not, like, some baby bullshit. Like, really put that kid through hell, like, from an early age.
Like, if the mother does push-ups, maybe come out jacked? Like, what's the sitch here?
Or maybe flat, like, flat baby standing.
Gronk. Baby Gronk, you're right.
flat?
Yeah, like, flat Stanley. You ever read Flat Stanley? You guys read Flat Stanley? Flat Stanley was
sick. Yeah, I love Flat Stanley.
I don't remember reading it, but I remember sending it off to my cousins in Australia.
Yeah, I did give it to my mom's coworker who went to France, so she took a picture with Flat Stanley.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, man, not to brag. And my Flat Stanley was good as hell because I was a young artist.
Yeah, dude, you're still a young artist.
Yeah, but I'm more mature now. I don't draw Flat Stanley all the time anymore. I draw
just
like,
on the weekends.
I draw like Flat Stanley growing up naked. just trying to figure out the physics of how life is as an adult.
You just put this podcast on some kind of list. Yeah, dude.
Just how...
How yeah, exactly. It's hard to imagine, but he kind of has to like fold it over itself so it's like this, and he sort of turns it into a that.
Exit.
This, that. Yeah. This, it's sort of like
does Flat version. Stanley create flat children?
They're going to be half flat. Yeah, half flat, half
flat. It's a mix.
Half flat?
Yeah, it's like a two.
Oh, yeah, my dad was flat.
Yeah, my dad's actually two dimensional. It's hard to, sometimes you lose him for days just because he's to the side.
They're going to be like.
Yeah, it's hard to connect with your dad's.
Yeah, they're gonna be like Paper Mario.
He's constantly blowing away in the wind. Yeah, man, my dad left about 10 years ago. Yeah, the wind took him.
He's a traveler. He loves traveling.
He does literally go wherever the wind takes him. He mails himself all the time. My dad's so fucked up.
I'm glad I could be helpful for you guys' flow.
This is a courtesy from us, not a courtesy from you. You won the raffle, man.
Yeah, think of the banger episode we would have had if you weren't here.
And the MILF raffle, man. And you get your prize, one of us, to bet.
You won the fucking MILF raffle, dude. Wait until our fuck a fan contest, dude. You're not gonna win that for sure.
I'm gonna enter so many times.
Okay, he's gonna write Rahul, Luhar, and then Ja Rule.
Yeah, exactly.
Your big three.
All you need is a different email every time.
Yeah, man. And you say it's just 100 Rahuls and one guy from Turkey.
Yeah, the guy from Turkey.
But imagine if we go to if we go to Turkey, we can get our hairlines to like our eyebrows and look like werewolves.
Oh shit, that would be sick.
Honestly, I might need to take a trip because my hair is actually going.
Is it really? Sometimes I have a pretty big forehead too, so I don't know.
Push back a little bit.
I hope not. I'll kill myself.
Yeah, I also have a pretty big forehead. We're a pretty big forehead.
Yeah, man. Good representation. Because honestly, you see a person with a small forehead, and you're like, "Fuck you, man." You want to murder them?
You're like, "Where's the rest of your forehead at, man?"
Yeah, do you even have
you a fucking exactly? What's up there, man? Fucking
is it just eyes fucking to feral slab
looking motherfucker? Oh my god, he's losing the fuck a fan contest, bro.
I know. I'm never gonna come on this podcast ever again.
Both of us. So when one of us gets tired or drained, we're tagging in, bro. And the other one, it's a tag team. You get to decide if you want us both at the same time or separate. Okay. But we have to be in the room no matter what. All of us have to be present. Okay. Yeah. And you can't watch Lionel and I because we're too close for that. It would make things awkward.
Exactly. The other one tags in. It's a tag team. It's not like it's not a DP type thing. It's more of a tag team.
We're willing to go on either end.
Okay. I think that'd be ideal. That's the ideal
position. Yeah. And there's a fluffer on the side. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening to the episode 18 of the Mothers I Learned From podcast. Be sure to 5-star us on Spotify. And if there's any rating system on Apple Music, be sure to do that as well. We really appreciate it. Make sure to follow us on all of our socials. And once again, thank you for listening.